The role of DKIM public and private keys in email security. DKIM domain keys, identified mail, strengthens email authentication by using a pair of cryptographic keys, a private key, and a public key. This separation is essential for security. The private key is kept only on the sender's mail server and is used to sign outgoing emails, while the public key is published in DNS so that receiving mail servers can verify the signature. If a single shared key were used, attackers could copy it and send forged emails. By separating signing and verification, DKIM prevents this risk. When an email is sent, DKIM examines critical parts of the message, such as headers and body content, and generates a unique hash or digital fingerprint. The private key then signs this hash, creating a DKIM signature that is added to the email. When the receiving server gets the message, it locates the public key in DNS using the DKIM selector, recreates the hash, and checks whether it matches the signature. If it matches, the email passes DKIM verification. A successful DKIM check proves two things: the email genuinely came from the stated domain, and its content was not altered during transit. This makes DKIM a vital component of DMARC-based email security. Without DKIM, attackers can easily impersonate a domain by copying email addresses, branding, and sender names, enabling phishing, fraud, and credential theft. With DKIM enabled, fake emails fail authentication because attackers do not have access to the private key. Receiving servers can quickly detect and reject these messages. Beyond blocking impersonation, DKIM protects brand reputation, safeguards customers and partners, and improves email deliverability. Over time, inbox providers learn to trust domains that consistently send authenticated email, ensuring legitimate messages are more likely to reach inboxes rather than spam folders.